This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With the midterm election in the rearview mirror, there are going to be plenty of changes in the House of Representatives after Democrats took over the majority.
The atmosphere is changing here with the after the election and the majorities in the House changing, and so that adds a complexity to the whole process.
But speaking Wednesday about the chances of getting a farm bill done during the lame duck session, Representative Dan Newhouse relayed well-founded optimism.
I'm told by the chairman and the ranking member of the Ag Committee that we are very close. That a lot of the challenges or issues that needed to be worked out have been. And so I'm assured that there is optimism that we will get that done before the end of the year.
Even without knowing what could happen less than 24 hours later, Newhouse hedged his bets.
My best information is that there are very few things now standing in the way of getting that done. I've been told that one of the last challenges has to do with reform of how we manage our forests and some give and take on that issue. And so once that's ironed out, we should be able to move forward and have the final votes.
Then the very next morning, House and Senate negotiators did indeed reach a deal on the 2018 farm bill that must now go to the Congressional Budget Office to make sure it meets fiscal muster. Tune in tomorrow for more on the restructured House.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.